messages that have come through. Maybe we should also even petition to President Sijilema to declare this day a public holiday.
No more party after party. We're trying to get to a 24-hour working
economy.
The
gender division is under the office of the president.
It's 8 o'clock.
It's under the office of the president. So, Mr. President, we are calling upon you, sir, as one of us. As one of us. In fact, it would be nice if you yourself would officiate at an International Men's Day event and all these things happening. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I mean, we can change things. And people remember saying, wow, it was under President Sijilema's watch that International Men's Day was really taken so seriously.
Worker.
And
the
it was embraced.
With you.
Imagine a whole head of state officiating at an International Men's Day. He gives us some advice on, like he loves to do about marriage.
Mm. How you can wear your ring in your heart.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How we should take up farming and buy tractors.
Mm.
You know,
be responsible men.
Be responsible men. Be responsible citizens. I'm just saying. But anyway, we'll leave it here for now. Let's keep the conversation going on our Facebook page, Phoenix FM Zambia. We are streaming live at the moment. We do have the news at 8 coming up. Remember that, please, women, you can send some instant money straight from your Stanbic bank account to your man's, either directly to his account or to his phone number. And you'll be able to go to the ATM and withdraw that money, a Stanbic ATM, that is, to withdraw that money and use it throughout the day. Or just swipe something for him, buy something for him, and use your Stanbic Visa card. There's so many benefits that you get to enjoy by doing that. So you are doing something special for him, and at the same time, you could actually be a winner along the way. The time is 8:02.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonze. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win Namamuli 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Keep your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
The headlines. President Sijilema to continue using commercial flights as presidential jet undergoes repairs. Constitutional Amendment Committee to decide on draft bill's public release. Congress approves bill to release Epstein files that will head to Trump's desk. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondroy. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka says President Hakainde Hichilema will continue using commercial flights for as long as the presidential plane remains unfit. Mr. Hamasaka tells Phoenix News that the arrangement is practical and temporary following established travel protocols with robust security arrangements in place. He has defended the president's use of ProFlight planes, citing it as a preferable local airline for the head of state. Mr. Hamasaka is urging citizens to focus on national development priorities, including food production, and encourage Zambians to invest in farming to boost economic stability and resilience rather than focusing on the president's mode of transport. His comment comes in the wake of continued stakeholder concerns over the use of commercial flights by the head of state, as evidenced on his recent visit to Zimbabwe.
for now is being attended. So what is the problem? Is in the profile in Zambian Airlines. So what is the problem? When he uses the Qatar, no, why is he using the profile? Again, there's a problem. But that's why I keep saying people raise pertinent issues in their checks and balances, not really the petty issues.
It's just a normal procedure. If one machine is out for sensing, we can use any vessel, you know, for the president, as long as it has been unchecked in terms of security. Especially for these long haul journeys, there is nothing in it about that. Now, let's encourage each other to go and farm.
Vice Chairperson and Spokesperson of the Constitutional Amendment Committee, Dr. Landilani Banda, says it is still unclear whether the document will be made public once it is presented to President Hakainde Hichilema this month end. Dr. Banda says the decision on publication will follow internal deliberations with a priority currently on completing and refining the zero draft. He has explained to Phoenix News that the process involves careful review to ensure the draft meets legal and procedural standards, and that the committee will determine the best approach for publication after assessing the draft's readiness. On the costs associated with the process, Dr. Banda indicated that responsibility for financial disclosures does not rest with the committee, which has a limited mandate to prepare and deliberate the draft. However, he has assured that the public will be kept informed once key decisions are made on making the draft public.
What we are going to do is, after the draft, we'll deliberate and the public will be informed of the process of the draft. At this point, we are focused on preparing the draft, which is what we are doing, the zero draft, and the public will be kept informed at every stage. We've just been focused in doing our work and receiving the submission. In terms of costs, we cannot comment because we're not responsible for that.
Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima says despite Zambia seeking international funding, government is committed to strengthening domestic health financing and reducing reliance on external aid. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Muchima states that Zambia aims to ensure a stable stock of essential medical supplies and equipment following recent aid cuts. He explains that while negotiating significant grants, including a potential $1.5 billion health grant from the U.S. government, the Zambian government will focus on building a resilient health system. Dr. Muchima has stressed that self-reliance and sound financial governance will boost donor confidence as partners prefer investing in sustainable systems.
They have been helping them in the issue of HIV. Malaria and TB, HIV, malaria and TB, to reduce, if you have seen in Zambia the cases of HIV, we have moved them from red to green, meaning we had a lot of people dying, but because of the intervention with America, a lot of people are on ARVs and what have you. Those are the kind of assistance we receive. They provide us money for ARVs, they provide us money for catering, they provide us money in those areas. And they provide money for mosquito nets and sensitization. I don't know how the public comes in there now. Corporate world comes in.
The Poultry Association of Zambia, PAZ, says the recent reduction in chicken and egg prices on the local market is as a result of the significant drop in feed prices from 800 kwacha to between 600 and 700 kwacha for a 50-kilogram bag over the past 4 months. According to the Association Executive Manager, Dominic Chanda, this development is a major boost for the industry, driven by lower market prices for maize and soybeans resulting from bumper harvests. Mr. Chanda has told Phoenix News that the reduction is enticing farmers to re-enter the industry, especially those who are struggling with high input costs. He notes that chicken prices have stabilized, ranging between 130 and 140 kwacha, while egg prices have dropped from 95 to approximately 80 kwacha for a tray. Mr. Chanda attributes these positive trends to Zambia's strong agricultural performance, which has led to increased supply and lower input costs, providing relief to the poultry industry.
The prices of feed has reduced. If you you remember, we were in the 800 series some 4 months ago, 4 or 5 months ago. We are in the 600, 700 series for Lusaka. And outside Lusaka, definitely, it's within the 700 series. And this has been attributed to the lower prices of maize and soybeans on the market.